Hi there. The word for you today is, you're called to be a servant. In Romans 1 verse 1, the New American Standard Bible, we read the words Paul, a bond servant of Christ Jesus. Now, when Paul called himself a bond servant of Christ, he was referring to an Old Testament law under which you served your master as a slave and you served him faithfully for 6 years. However, in the 7th year, the law said that you had to be set free. But if you turned back when you were released and said, Master, I'm not serving you because I have to, but because I want to. Then the master took you before a judge, pierced your ear, signifying that you belonged to him forever and that you were committed to listening to him and obeying him. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Hey, here's a prayer you need to pray today. Lord, I'm not serving you because I have to, but because I love you and I want to. Pierce my ear. Mark me as yours. Bond me together with you so that I can never belong to another. If you're in the ministry, let me say something to you. Ministry loses its passion when it becomes an empty profession. The very word minister is a verb, not a noun. It's what you do, not what you claim to be. The word servant also referred to a third-level galley slave, chained to an oar on a Roman ship. Picture this. Day and night you rowed to the drumbeat of the ship's master, whether you were in battle or in merchant service. And you know what? You expected to die chained to that oar. Now, this is what Paul had in mind when he wrote Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, there's an urgency. This is personal to you, in Paul's words. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When you think of what Christ has done for you, is it too much for him to ask?